This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is there a purpose to the day? Yes, every day. Your intention ought to be to listen and engage in your mind. Lots of different opinions and perspectives here on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen with me, Doug Steffen this week. One of our favorite features is what I call people in the news. I don't know that I was the one who originated that phrase, but kind of fits here. You'll remember last week I talked about, I think on Thursday, that there had been scheduled an all-day workshop for staffers of a sports radio station here in Boston. And as soon as one of the hosts got back on the air, they were off the air from 6 in the morning until 6 at night, 12 hours of what they call sensitivity training. The fellow who went on the air immediately after the training was over, a guy named Mike Mutansky, said, quote, "It definitely got emotional. It got heated. The volume was up over 10 in the back and forth conversations." And he said that wasn't surprising. He thought it was a good thing. The account is, if you want to go to a website called the Big Lead, Big Lead, apparently, I don't know if that's a website or if you just Google Big Lead, I think you'd probably see what went on. He said he left feeling like there was a good direction going forward. And so there were, what they did was bring in speakers from various hospitals and from various psychological offices and people who were personnel trainers, that kind of stuff. There were four of them. And these people were faced with a real problem. They lost serious advertising money because of the things these various people had said on the air, starting with the shot at one of the Asians who was a lawyer, one of the agents, and Tom Brady's son, Tom Brady's daughter, and a bunch of other stuff that went on that was either sexist or racist or both. And because this company that owns the stations now is the biggest sports broadcaster, your husband is, Victoria, familiar with them, it's a company called Entercom, and they own 54 or 56 all sports radio stations in the biggest markets across the country. So this is huge income. This is the number one billing radio station, not to get too much into the weeds here, but the number one billing radio station in most markets is either the news talk station or the sports station, and often they're owned by the same company. So there's huge money at stake here, and these people can't afford to flub. I'm surprised that there haven't been more of these incidents around, because a lot of times the people that are doing talk, the sports talk, are not exactly the most intellectually stimulating fellas on the air. You very laugh. True. Your husband agrees with that, right?
I'm sure he would. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's very rare that you get, and I'll just use Dan Patrick as an example. It's
very smart. He's a great sports broadcaster.
He's very rare. He's so intelligent. He's thoughtful. He's so talented. He's so multidimensional. But that's rare. But that's why he's a household name, and all these other yahoos,
Jim Rome is probably okay. There are a few sports guys that are household names, you're right.
Right, but the guys who got in trouble for all this, whether it's making fun of Tom Brady's little daughter or the guys who say things about Khloe Kim, these guys, none of them have, honestly, they have nothing to say. So they just try to, I'm going to be like Howard Stern, that's what they all want to do. But that's what they all try to do.
And they're all stupid.
That's my point. They don't have have talent, and so the only thing they can think of is try to say something that's shocking and act like a stupid caveman. And I am so glad. And that's an insult to cavemen. But I'm so glad that finally, and I will say finally, after this stuff happening for way too long, then, they've got to deal with the fact that, I actually need to put some brain cells together and formulate a sentence that isn't just shock jock value.
Yeah, so that is a huge opportunity for people who are doing sports broadcasts or any good, because most of these guys that are on the air are not that bright, and they aren't going to get any brighter, because you either have it or you don't have it.
Right.
And you can't make up for it. Like the guys who, it was always most notable, although the blonde bimbo thing that had gone around radio for a long time, Jennifer used to laugh when people said she was my blonde bimbo. Hardly. But, the kinds of things that used to be doable, usable, hearable on the radio, you don't. And there's got to be somewhere some fun attached to stuff that is not any longer the old school way of thinking. And there's an interesting sidelight to this. You know, all the people that were on radio and television who've gotten blown away, like Garrison Keillor, is what's in my mind at the moment, because it appears that the whistleblower wasn't a woman but another man. So there's a whole thing about Garrison Keillor and his sexuality apparently that has surfaced. Anyway, let's keep going. Let's get another person in the news, Robert Mueller, and his interest in Jared Kushner has expanded. And not only his contacts with Russia, but now his efforts to secure financing for his company from foreign investors during the presidential transition. Apparently, Mueller is exploring Kushner's discussions with non-Russian foreign investors, some people in China. Investigators have been asking questions during interviews about his conversations during the transition to shore up financing for a Kushner Company, New York City office building at 666 Fifth Avenue. I think you'd change that address there, pal.
I know, right? I have a friend who works in that building. But it's right there near Rockefeller Center. I think when Kara came to visit in New York, I think, Kara, didn't I point that out? I said, look, there's 666.
I know somebody who lives in that building as well. So anyway.
That's unfortunate.
But she's a radio consultant, by the way. She's worked on this program. Anyway,
the building is in such debt, apparently, even like the office. This is one of these things, like, as a New Yorker, we've just been hearing about this building forever. Yeah. And so, and way before anybody really even paid attention to the Kushner name, it's just been a building, and people joke whether it's satanic or the numbers bad luck. But the building itself has just, it's been plagued. It's with debt, and they've had management companies turning over.
There's something to that.
Victoria's Secret, my friend works for Victoria's Secret.
Do you have a secret, Victoria? What is it? Please tell us your secret.
Well, she works for Victoria's Secret doing in the beauty products division, like the perfumes and things like that. And those offices were in that building, and they couldn't get, like, there were leaks and things happening, and they had to move because they just couldn't, there was no maintenance in the building. There was no money. The building is just, it's still sitting there, and they still need financing for it. And so all these other foreign would-be investors from China, from Emirates, you know, all the different, different countries who they've met with, they all back out because I think they see the state of the building, and it's just not good.
Yeah. Well, the line of questioning is being followed here. I would take exception to, they're trying to find all this stuff, and I doubt they're going to find what they want. They may find something else, which is always what happens in these circumstances.
Yeah.
But we're on a blood hunt here, and I think a lot of it is political. And I'm not supportive of it at all. I think you're going to come up at the end of the day with not much except a lot of noise. And I suspect that the timing
I don't know about. Well, look, the Kushner stuff. If the accusation, and his sister was caught on tape saying it over in China during the transition, they were basically offering up favors. That's what they're being accused of. So if they were offering access to the president or the White House or things like that,
you got to be naive if you don't think this kind of stuff doesn't go on and hasn't gone on with everybody who's been there, from Obama to Bush to Clinton. When they opened up the doors to China during the Nixon administration, that was the opening and the beginning of all kinds of things. The Chinese are the most crooked.
Oh, I know.
The country's run by crooks. The businesses are run by crooks.
Yeah, they are. And that's why as soon as the Chinese bought the Waldorf Astoria, President Obama, no president stays there anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid that the Chinese have everything bugged, and they're probably not wrong.
Yeah, they're right. Of course they are.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think we have to get real and move on. The most important thing before us this week, this month, this year may be what goes on in terms of the Second Amendment,
mm-hmm.
gun control, the paying attention to people who really want to get this thing changed. I thought it was interesting. Governor Kasich, who is the Ohio governor, over the weekend suggested that nobody is going to get any changes because the NRA is too powerful. He changed his views a little bit. He was running. Remember, he ran for president.
Mm-hmm.
He has.
I didn't dislike him.
No, I didn't either. He's had a lot of.
I didn't get to know enough about him because they had so many
on the
Republican side.
He doesn't have a great.
Yeah.
He used to be on. When I did a lot more politics on this program 20 years ago, he used to be on me every week.
Does he have more personality?
Insightful.
Like, does
not
it
much.
Kind of,
no. But he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Who are we electing? Somebody with personality or somebody who can get the job done?
Exactly. Oh. I wish I'd got, yeah. I'm with you, 100%.
Right. So that all those other four-flushing phonies like Mario Rubio and you want to lose, vote for Cruz. That a bunch of Jeb Bush, actually, had he not had such a plastic personality, probably would have been a halfway decent president, too.
Honestly, going into that election, if you had gone back before Trump really started gaining steam, I would have put money on it that we were going to have another President Bush. I knew Hillary was not going to win and that it was going to be another Bush. And then everything changed. And he was like a deer in headlights. He melted down.
Yeah.
That was it.
He and Kasich would have been that would have been a winning combination, I think. Anyway,
that's not a bad thought.
Hillary. Anyway, so Kasich was on CNN. He talked about the issue of gun control, and he called on the president to take some steps. Interestingly enough, Trump has also indicated that he would support a bipartisan gun control bill that would improve background checks. Okay, that's one thing, but you got to also eliminate those guns that nobody needs.
But the problem, though, and the problem is, even if the background check, well, obviously the kid who shot up the school, he bought all those guns legally, so he passed a background check, so it's not enough.
Well, how in the hell did that kid
pass? He had a bunch of rifles, he had all kinds of
stuff. His parents said he was very, the foster home he was in, the parents in the foster home said he was very, I saw something yesterday, very quiet. And,
oh, they always are, until they shoot up a school. Jeffrey Dahmer was probably a lovely young man.
Here's a guy.
Said.
One other person in the news, Tyler Tannehill, as long as we're on this, a Kansas congressional hopeful, says he's sticking by his campaign giveaway. He's giving away AR-15 rifles. What an idiot.
I hope that this kind of stupidity really shows at the polls.
Insensitivity. Is it insensitivity, stupidity? Come on, folks. Even those of you who are the hardest of hard right-wing gun people, you have to admit there's no real reason. I know what you're thinking, and I don't disagree with you. I don't trust the government either. But for God's sakes, you know, the AR-15 is not something that should be available on the market because nobody knows how to use it responsibly. There are too many people don't. 20 minutes past the hour.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take, fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 and change after the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The J of the DJV show is not here, so we have the V of the V show, and Kara is in a place all her own. You're listening to some really good Gibson guitar music in the background, and the reason that's playing is because the story of this iconic guitar brand, it's had a big role in rock and roll music history. The company facing bankruptcy this week, according to the Nashville Post, reports the company, which has annual revenues of more than $1 billion, is less than 6 months away from a senior secured loan for $375 million, which they cannot pay. They also have $145 million in bank loans that will be due immediately if the notes are not refinanced. So the folks that run the company have left because they know what the future holds, and they don't want to. They were, I think, one of the biggest employers in Kalamazoo, as a matter of fact. They issued a statement after the report in the newspapers. It's the owner of the company says it has met all current obligations to the bondholders. Yeah, that's not true, but they're trying to get new credit, and this is a tough market for that sort of thing to be refinanced. As you can see it in the radio business, both of the big radio companies either are in bankruptcy or will be by the end of the year because all the debt that they've taken on over the years can't be refinanced. And that's the same thing these people are finding. So anyway, but imagine a guitar company like that that does that kind of business can't make it. It's really very interesting and kind of a sad reality in a manner of speaking. All right, next up, 25 and change after the hour music news. Solange, honored with the Harvard Foundation Artist of the Year Award. Other winners, for those of you who don't remember, Salma Hayek, Eva Longoria, Queen Latifah, Viola Davis, Shakira, John Legend, Jackie Chan. Each year, the Artist of the Year selection is voted on by students and faculty at Harvard for they are interested in intercultural creations, race relations, that sort of thing, aiming to improve relations among racial and ethnic groups within the university and to enhance the quality of our life. So they say, so their mission statement says. The award actually gets presented next month as part of the Cultural Rhythms Festival, which is put on every year by the Harvard Foundation. Features student performances, ethnocultural cuisine from 30 different student organizations. Solange released an album called A Seat at the Table a couple of years ago. In the time following, she's taken a more unconventional touring route by putting a focus on places and performing in the Guggenheim, for example. Any of these popular groups go perform in China? When's the last time one of the, are they not allowed to go, you know, how many times are you going to do Russia or stops in China?
That's a good question. I don't know if, you only tend to hear headlines when Madonna is wants to go into, like, Uzbekistan or something like that, and then she can't wear, you know, certain costumes. Yeah. That's kind of the only time you really hear about anything happening or being, you know, amiss.
Yeah. All right, next up musically, surprise release of Frank Ocean's cover of Moon River last week. Listen to this. Did we play a little of this last week, Karen?
No, I don't think we did. This is actually the first time I've listened.
Yeah, I heard it somewhere, and I quite liked it, actually. There have been a lot of versions of Moon River, and some of the early versions saw an increase. Like Andy Williams has a big Frank Sinatra, Audrey Hepburn from the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's where it came from. This is quite a interesting version of it, written by Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer for the
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's F-U-N 66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The hour now on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The purpose that you have for living your life. Do you have a purpose? I was going through this last week, I think, when we were doing People in the News, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The story of some people who have lived to be 100 and how they got there. Remember we talked about the guy that was still cutting hair who's 106?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Having a purpose in your life is the first step in living in a conscious world, being aware of what's around you, being aware of your health, your limitations, what it is that distracts you in your life. But more than anything else, of all of the centenarians who were studied in that work that I was referencing, they all said basically the same thing. Knowing your sense of purpose is what makes you
live. And basically the study that was done, this was a professional study that showed that people who live their life with a sense of purpose live 7 years longer than those who just flounder and go from job to job and don't really have any, whether it's their home life, which needs to be centered and focused to have a good life, or your work life, where you spend most of your time, that needs to be centered and focused. These people who can't wait for 5 o'clock or can't wait for the weekend or can't wait to retire, you have squandered your lives, folks. Sorry about that. And some people live in restricted areas. Maybe there aren't as many opportunities, but you know what? If it depends on what your goal is. If you don't like your existence on this earth and you want to get on to the next one, you know, jump off a cliff or something. But other than that, it would seem to me you'd want to live out your life with purpose. What are you doing with your life? If you want to live to be 100, then that's the way to do it, at least according to this study.
Makes sense.
It sure does. Okay, more people in the news. Ajit Pai. Nobody even heard of this guy before. He's been on the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, for a number of years. He was the ranking minority member for the last 8 years. And now, because he's a Republican, he gets to be chairman. And he's being investigated now, even by his own group. That is the Inspector General at the FCC, because he has his background. I think he worked for Verizon for a long time. Did he not?
Seemed to me he did.
Yep. And now he may have favored a right-leaning company, television company called Sinclair Broadcast Group, that's selling a bunch of radio stations. They bought Jefferson Pilot. I don't want to get too inside, but he has repeatedly pushed for policy changes to make it easier for broadcasters like Sinclair to amass greater ownership of media properties. I'm not necessarily against, especially when it comes to radio, newspapers being able in this day and age to own. We had that changed a number of years ago where newspapers were not allowed because there was so much concentrated ownership. But now the situation has changed. I think that newspapers ought to be able to own a radio station or two or three or four or whatever it is.
And well, what does Tribune Media own right now? Because that's what Sinclair Group is trying to buy for $3.9 billion.
Yeah.
And Ajit Pai, just as soon as he got into his position with the FCC, he changed the rule that in the past would not have allowed Sinclair to buy Tribune, I guess because it would have been too big of a conglomerate or something. But
it usually has to do with concentration in markets. How many stations do you own in one market, not how many you own across the country. And so in this circumstance, Sinclair, which is a company that nobody ever heard of outside of the television business. Everybody knows NBC, CBS, and Fox, and NBC, you know, all that bunch, but they don't know that there are a number of companies that have a lot of radio stations and television stations. Sinclair is trying to sell all of the radio. It has 34 radio stations in smaller, medium-sized markets like Milwaukee around the country. They're trying to sell them to be able to buy more, as you're suggesting,
of the TV,
more television assets. I don't know that I owned a couple of radio stations at one point and got out sort of just in the nick of time. It isn't a great time. Unless you can buy the stations for nothing and put them together in a large group, it's hard to have single ownership. And unless you really are well known, there are a lot of independent broadcasters around the country who have mom-and-pop operations, own 3-4 stations in a market or 2 or 3 markets, and they really do a great job because they can focus in on what it takes to run the companies in this day of really competitive broadcasting. Readership is down in newspapers. It's the complex competition from other realities. The world has changed. Digital is there and not going anywhere. So you've got that to deal with, and unless you've got really good websites and good assets, local apps, that sort of thing, you're not going to make it, even though there are a lot of good programs, and I say this self-servingly, I suppose. This radio program is on a lot of markets like that because the folks in those stations can't afford to produce a good radio program like this, so they work around it with their local news and sports and traffic and weather around the elements that we present, and it works pretty well, actually. It works quite well in some markets. So it's an understanding that the world has changed. And Tribune which was a big newspaper group, and they got out of that. Now they want to get out of television, and so Sinclair wants to buy their assets, like WGN in Chicago. You know, the national station, what was the station in Atlanta that used to be there was Turner, I think, TBS, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, in Atlanta was another. There were two national television stations. TBS went away, but WGN has not. So you can see WGN in most cable situations, and that's what these people want their hands on. They want to own a cable channel. And with that comes a lot of other TV stations as well, some of which they're going to sell off to Fox, because Fox wants more local ownership of stations because their network is very popular and they want to put their programming in more markets. It's pretty simple when you figure it out. So Sinclair buying Tribune leads to Fox having more TV stations because they'll sell off what they don't want to Fox in about 10 or 12, maybe 14 different markets. So does that help, Victoria, or is that more confusing because I gave too much information?
It's a lot of information, but I think the bottom line is the two sides to this is Democrats and some conservative media outlets have argued, Newsmax has argued too in the last year, that filing for this merger would create an unprecedented concentration of power in the hands mm-hmm. of one company. Mm-hmm. And so the reason that Ajit Pai is being lumped into this and he's being investigated now is because he not only changed this rule that has allowed Sinclair to move forward with the merger, but Sinclair was also just fined $13 million last year for violation of other things. Yeah. And because they're friends with him, a lot of people have said that the fines really should have been a lot more than that. So okay. It's looking like he's been showing favoritism all along to Sinclair, and that's why he's being investigated.
I don't disagree or don't doubt that he's done that, but he certainly wouldn't be the first in a long line, going back to Senator Markey, who was a congressman, chairman of the Telecommunications Commission in the 90s, which was responsible for the complete disaster that became the Radio Telecommunications Act of 1996, which basically destroyed radio as we knew it then, and that's why you have a lot of just what it laid waste to personality radio, whether it was music radio, talk radio, and the consolidation, which required people to cheapen down the product. And now you have card readers and automatic this and that. The radio has become basically music radio. It's become just a record machine. You know, then came Spotify's and Pandora's of the world, and they haven't worked because now people can make their own choices when it comes to music. And it all came about because of the consolidation, and you heard me mention the last half hour that the two biggest companies that came out of the consolidation era in the 90s are all going bankrupt. And
it seems like he's building these big consolidations again. Whether the net neutrality thing only favors these large, like Verizon and Comcast and all these major companies. Yeah. It's so
same
transparent.
Same thing Ed Markey did. Exactly the same thing that Markey did in the 90s.
Yeah,
same
and so thing. Now if he's helping Sinclair have this huge merger that people are against, it's just bizarre to me I guess this is why there's so many people opposed to it. Maybe they remember what happened the last time. They don't want that to happen again.
It's hypocritical, but something that should have been investigated more and never was. Mm. And now, because this guy, I'm not telling you this guy's an angel. I think he's kind of a dunderhead myself. I think he's a kind of a flipper. I'll leave it at, I don't think he's the smartest guy in the room. But he's
certainly good at helping his friends.
Devious. He's devious.
He's
well, but that's
devious.
The way politics is, Victoria. It's not.
I know, but the FCC. But the FCC is not a political position.
Of course, it is. Everything
well,
is political.
Well, that's not. No. I know. But what I'm saying is, that is not a politically elected position.
No,
and it's not supposed to be political.
Well, look at any of the organizations that we have where people are appointed to positions of power.
It's not just the FCC.
They're not to be elected.
You.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's all a mess.
The FCC is like the FDA and the EPA and all these other the groups are the same. Ajit Pai came out of the business world, went to the FCC to have the ultimate experience, that is, run it, change all the rules, and then I guarantee he'll go back to work for Verizon or
absolutely.
Some of those other big companies like
that. Absolutely.
It's naive to think it is otherwise, and that's part of what needs to be changed. It has to do with all the, I mean, it funnels into the same thing. The whole reason that we can't get gun legislation passed, or the elimination of some things that ought not to be available, most of us think, is because of the money that comes in. And it's the same thing. The money that came in from Verizon to support the campaigns of certain senators and the communication. Look at the members of the Communication Committee in the House and the Senate and find out where their money came from. Guaranteed millions funneling in from the interests of Verizon, AT&T, that ilk, and these television, Sinclair, all these companies, same thing. It's the same thing. It's corruption across the board, complete and utter corruption.
And that's the swamp that so many people want
drained,
but it's not drained. It's getting worse. It's building. The swamp is building.
Well, it isn't any better than it was, that's for sure. All right, let's see. Speaking of that, one other person in the news, actually, I got James Mattis. His policy on transgender troops, which will be out. Maybe we should talk about this more on, I guess maybe this, I'll give you a little information. New policy on transgender troops. There have been a lot of fights over the last 6 months or so. Several federal court rulings have prevented the Pentagon from implementing the ban that came from the president when he first got into office. And so now Mattis says that a panel of experts have developed a new policy on transgender service. The policy will replace rules adopted during the past administration. Transgender troops have been openly serving. So what are you going to do? Make sure that they don't say that they're transgender and just let them in? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I think that this kind of, when Trump went after this so fervently, this really, from everything I've seen from Mattis himself and from other high-ranking armed forces officials, they just weren't expecting this. And so I think that it was, I personally, and this is my own opinion, but this to me reeks of Mike Pence from the very beginning, and it threw, and he made a much bigger deal about what this is and what it was than it really is in fact, in reality, and I think that's what General Mattis is now, he's now dealing with, how to keep it moving forward the way that it was. There were not a lot of problems, there really weren't, but, you know, it's an ideology that's different now.
Well, there are a lot of people who have different respect, different points of view, different opinions, and whether we agree with them or not, I think that just let live and let live is my motto.
You want to serve our country?
So go ahead, put a uniform on. How are you going to?
Yep.
Right. It becomes patently silly, actually, some of these things. But, again, as you said, there are people who have different points of view. They ought to be respected, even if they seem not necessarily either well-motivated or intelligently motivated. I've always said that Mike Pence is a far worse card to choose in the deck than Trump, and for no other reason.
Omarosa agrees with you.
I don't want anybody moving him out. 11 minutes for the hour here.
The New London Community School District in Iowa went more than a decade without an industrial technology teacher. After filling the position, there was another hurdle, updating an outdated industrial arts lab. Thanks to a $25,000 America's Farmers Grow Rural Education grant, the school purchased state-of-the-art equipment, providing students with resources to explore those industrial arts and agriculture interests. The Grow Rural Education Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, allows farmers to help make a lasting impact on their public school districts. Farmers can nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 grants aimed at improving science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Now through April 2nd, farmers can make nominations by visiting www.growruraleducation.com. That's www.growruraleducation.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doctor, 53 after the hour. Time to attend to our needs medically. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, who is responsible for lots of great information as a public service we present to you on this program. Two different doctors, different points of view. Expect you to listen and learn when it comes to both of them. And then we have the podcast, which is assimilated from the conversations we have on the air and sort of edited down so that you get the essence, the nuance quickly in terms of our health. It's GoodDayHealthShow.com where the podcasts are. And the most recent Jack Stockwell contribution, we had Dr. Michael Murray on in a broadcast to discuss the health of the gut. Dr. Murray is one of the leading authorities on natural medicine, along with Jack, published a lot of books. And so as somebody who has a lot of focus on the gut, he and Jack had a great conversation about problems that you may be having, symptoms that contribute to your issues, and how you can treat them. So if you're reaching for Tums all the time, you might want to listen to the most recent Jack Stockwell podcast at your GoodDayHealthShow.com. GoodDayHealthShow got a lot of great reviews from people who are in the podcast business. So, as a matter of fact, Jack has a podcast. He and his wife do a podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com that focuses on a lot of the issues. Victoria and Jack just talking off the air about flu. Apparently, one of the things we talk about in the podcast that I'm just making reference to at GoodDayHealthShow.com, Jack's contribution is a warning to women who are pregnant. Don't get a flu shot. And so in carrying it one step further, Jack, talking with Victoria about the things that are in, you said some things just a few minutes ago I didn't know were in a flu shot. Maybe we ought to spend a minute talking about the reasons, because you and Ken Kronos differ on this 100%. We talked for a long time about mercury being in the cheaper flu shots, and that's what they use for preservatives, so to keep the value of the flu shot longer, and then that was taken out. I didn't know aluminum was put in its place.
Well, it's to satisfy those who've been scared to death by putting the most neurotoxic material outside of radioactive stuff inside the body, which is mercury, of course. But aluminum is also extremely neurotoxic.
In other words, aluminum causes dementia, Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah.
You get that stuff in your brain.
Yeah, why would you want to shoot that into your system? These things, you're told that these things are put in there for a preservative. There's several other preservatives in there. But the
what could they use as a preservative that wouldn't hurt you? Aluminum is cheap, and obviously mercury was cheap. But what are you? What can
that question? That question stems from the premise that the shot would be okay without the aluminum or the mercury.
Right. Yes.
But there's so many other chemicals in there. It's not a secret. It's not a mystery. All you have to do is ask, may I see the insert that came in the package with the vial? And you read it and then read the side effects. They're printed there with it. And when you read the contents of what's in a vaccine, most people think it's just a couple of ounces of sterile water and an attenuated or dead bug that's in there. It's not true. There are many, many chemicals present. We have podcasts on this at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are many chemicals present that are designed to do a lot of different things, but it's designed to shock, to utterly shock the connection between the immune alliance inside the body and the nervous system to recognize and force the body to build antibodies. And it does. Within 2 weeks, you'll have antibodies to what's taken place. But you've seriously got the cart before the horse. The normal immune response in the body is for the body to go through a 6-stage when you get exposed to something. And then within 7 to 10 days, your body builds antibodies to what you've been exposed to. That's what's coming out in our next podcast this week. And then you've got lifetime immunity to that. But when you take the chemical route, you poison the system, and you create what's known as immune system dysregulation. Your immune system's upside down, and suddenly you've got an autoimmune disease.
Well, this is all the more reason to enhance your immune system. That's where you're really, not with everybody, but most people who are using Balance of Nature products, they formulated natural health products that help your body feel healthy, maintain balance. It's a physical thing. And you find the supplements that are basically ripened fruits and vegetables, they enhance your immune system 700%. So you want to get onto that bandwagon. Try the first month free at balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.